Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
I can't remember how long ago we talked about the story when it first broke about a man who read his wife's email, and it appears that story's coming to a head. Set up the story for us when we talked some months ago.
Well, Leon Walker was married to a woman named Clara, and Leon was Clara's third husband. And back in 2009, and they had a child together. They had a very short marriage. And in 2009, he began to suspect that she was having an affair with her second husband, who had been arrested for beating her in front of a child she had with her first husband. It gets complicated. You almost need a flow chart here. But anyway, so they were still living in the marital home in Rochester Hills, and He logged onto her Gmail and read enough of her email to know that she was indeed having an affair with her second husband. He copied the email and notified the first husband, who promptly filed some paperwork to change custody of this child that he shared with Clara. So Clara becomes aware that husband number three has been snooping in her email and has notified husband number one of this affair. So she files a police report, and for the first time in Michigan history that we can find, a spouse is charged with computer hacking for reading his wife's email. That case has sort of been back and forth in the Court of Appeals, and then just yesterday or the day before, the Court of Appeals ruled that it should indeed go to trial. So at this point, he may be going to trial. It's a 5-year felony in Oakland County Circuit Court.
Talk about that Michigan Court of Appeals ruling. That ruling itself, it's going to be a big deal. Do we think it'll go a step higher?
Well, it was interesting. I watched the arguments in early December, and they made arguments in the Court of Appeals in Detroit, and the emphasis on the part of the defendant was that, you know, this statute was not designed for spouses. It was designed for to keep people from hacking in and stealing trade secrets and corporate issues. So, but when you read the Court of Appeals decision that came out this week, basically they said, you know, there isn't a spousal exclusion clause in it. And if you read it from the letter of the law, it basically, would include the kind of behavior that Leon Walker admittedly did. He doesn't deny he did any of it. So it creates a really interesting issue here. I mean, do prosecutors statewide start going after people who read their wives' email or even, their children's email? Do you have a right to read your kids? You have a right to hack into your kids' Facebook. It just creates all kinds of really interesting legal issues. Now, Leon Walker's pledged to take it to the Supreme Court. They're going to file that motion, but the Supreme Court may not hear it. So we may end up back in trial. Into a trial, and then, who knows what will happen there.
What I find interesting about this story is I understand the rights of privacy, but what's very interesting is we're talking about the child and the welfare of the child, and if the charge is true that the child witnessed the beating of the mother, it would seem like there should be some precedence there.
Well, it's funny, Jessica Cooper, the prosecutor who brought the case, she says that the fact that he discovered this is really not the issue, and she likens it to, she says, well, you know what, if you got on your spouse's, let's say you were able to hack into your spouse's bank statements, let's say you kept separate banking accounts, and you didn't have the kind of marriage where you shared that information. She said most people would not like that, the ability to hack into somebody's bank account. And she likens this case to that. She says it's whether it's email, bank accounts, everybody has a right to privacy. And the fact that he discovered this affair should be inconsequential. It seems like the Court of Appeals sort of followed that line of thinking. But what will be interesting, I think, is that if it goes to trial, Leon Walker is a very likable kind of guy. He's well spoken. He's charming. He comes across as very sincere. And, you know, his ex-wife has some baggage here. You know, she's had three different husbands and children, and then she's back with the second husband who there was some reports, police reports, that he'd been abusive. So it might be a hard sell to the jury. So this case might resolve itself at the trial level, but the issue will still remain. Can prosecutors or should prosecutors be able to go after, you know, spouses who read each other's email?
And Lori, what's interesting, I think from reading your stories, Mr. Walker understands the implication of this case, but it goes way beyond Michigan. It's going to be precedent for a lot of cases in the future outside of Michigan's borders.
Well, I think everybody's watching this. In fact, when this story broke, I was surprised. It turned almost into an international story. I mean, I was getting emails from Australia. I mean, people were watching this. For the most part, they were pretty outraged by the prosecution. I think it's really what makes it interesting is it's one more case where the law and technology seem to be in conflict. It's you know, the technology is changing so quickly, and the laws are sort of trying to catch up. Now, there is the possibility that the Michigan the lawmakers here in Michigan will change or modify the statute. There's talk of it. There's been a bill that's been bouncing around in committee to include a spousal exclusion, so that the law would basically read, you know, you can't hack into a, unless it happens to be, you know, in a marital home or, you know, a child or, you know, some sort of language there that would prevent these types of prosecutions in the future. But at this point, that bill has not moved anywhere near being passed. I'm not even sure where it is right now. And so Leon Walker is again looking at a trial, a 5-year felony in open circuit court.
Fascinating story. Go to freep.com, look up LL Brazier, and you can find the series of stories. Great stuff, Lori. Enjoy your holiday. Thanks so much.
Thank you.